The story of the temptation of Jesus is told in Matthew's Gospel and in Luke. Jesus responds to the temptation to command stones to become bread with these words from Deuteronomy. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word of God, the scriptures, are like bread. As bread gives us physical nourishment, so God's word gives us food for the spirit to sustain us in our discipleship and on our journey. Put that thought together with the line of the Lord's Prayer which says, "Give us this day our daily bread," and then ask yourself the question, how often should we read and reflect on the scriptures? For most Christians, coming to God's living word, Jesus, through God's written word, the Bible, is a regular daily discipline. We live in a time and place when we have access to a printed Bible in our own homes, and where most, but not all, adults can read. In earlier generations, people would have had to rely on learning passages of Scripture by heart and reflecting on them each day. But the pattern from earliest times has been for disciples to have a pattern or rule of life which includes daily prayer. At the centre of the prayer is thoughtful reflection on the Scriptures, listening to God. Good habits take time to build up. You will need to experiment and find a pattern for prayer and Bible reading which works for you. For most people, it helps to have a regular time and place, a special chair or corner of a room, and to have ready access to your own copy of the Bible. Many people also find it helpful to have a set pattern of prayers which are themselves based on Scripture. One word for this pattern of prayer is a daily office. Office in this sense means not a room with a desk and a computer, but an offering of our prayer and praise to God. Morning or evening prayer for Anglicans is a way of praying the Scriptures through reading the Psalms each day and a short passage from the Old and the New Testaments. This kind of pattern offers a regular, balanced diet from the Scriptures.